Hello everyone, this is Ryan with Product Hunt. Today we're going to try something a little different, a little fun. Those of you that are on Product Hunt may have seen an app called Anchor launch a few weeks ago. Anchor allows people to share audio stories and have conversations about a particular topic or really anything in general. I've been playing with it myself, and we thought it would be fun to have a conversation with the community. And today the topic is, what's the first thing you've built? Listen in. Hello everyone, this is Ryan with Product Hunt, and I'm here with
Emily, also from Product Hunt on the live side.
Woohoo! So we just started an Anchor account, and we thought it'd be fun to start talking to people rather than always tweeting and sharing GIFs and emojis. So this is our voice. Emily sounds amazing because she's from London.
Hello everyone, hope you're having a lovely day.
So the topic that we want to bring up is, what is the first thing you've built? That's the topic. Emily, what's the first thing you built?
The first thing I built, I was 16 years old and I wrote two songs for my music GCSE.
Ooh, you have to share those with me. What was it
Someday.
about?
Heartbreak, obviously, 16-year-old
Perfect.
girl.
So one of the first things, and this is broadly defined, but one of the first things I built was a website when I was 11 or 12. I built a funny joke website. And I made a total of $90 and lost $70, so I was profitable. So I'm pretty proud of it. Anyway, that's what we have built, and I'm curious to hear what you all have built. What's the first thing you have created? And this, again, could be super broad to song, website, or anything.
We'd love to hear from you, so let us know.
Thank you.
Bye.
Aloha, beautifuls. It's Athena. Aloha, you two. I am Athena Moberg from Maui, Hawaii, and one of the first things I ever built was a website, also, and I sort of fell in love with WordPress, and I kind of like doing front-end development, not back-end stuff. It's a little bit too complicated, but I enjoy that. And since then, I've been building my YouTube channel, Trauma Recovery University. Those are the two things I'm most proud of, I think. I look forward to getting to know you guys here on Anchor. Aloha from Maui.
Yo, it's Orr.
Hi, Ryan and Emily. Very nice. So, first thing I built was in 2003 in New York. I had a housemate that was a real estate agent, and he was using Craigslist to post his ads. And every morning, he used to spend about 5 hours to bump his posts. So I built for him a software that would do that instantly. And a fun fact is that after it was up and running, a guy named Craig called the number in the ad and left a message. He was asking to stop abusing his website. Turns out this guy was Craig Newmark, the founder of Craigslist.
Jonathan Howard. Hey, Product Hunt, this is Jonathan Howard. The first thing I can remember building, I was in middle school and I made an obstacle course to help me learn how to rollerblade, which, when I was in middle school, was the coolest thing you could ever do. So we just took all kinds of crap from my house, like shoes we had to weave between and found a traffic cone. We had a hula hoop we had to jump in and out of because it was exactly the width of the sidewalk and you had to jump in and out of it or you'd fall. All kinds of stuff like that. And then I used that, like the uniqueness and the individual challenges of the obstacle course to get my sister to learn too. So it ended up being a teaching tool as well. So yeah, 90s rollerblade obstacle course on a sidewalk.
One of the first pieces of software I built was something called the Oracle. And the way that it worked was it worked only in the command line. And someone would stand next to you and or stand next to me, and they would ask a question of the Oracle just out loud with their voice. And I would type into the command line, tell me, great Oracle, what do you think the answer, what's the answer? And so they'd ask this question, but really what happened was every time I pressed a key, it was typing out the words, tell me, Oracle, what's the answer? But what I was typing in was the answer. And so when I pressed enter, it looked like I had just typed, tell me, great Oracle, what's the answer? And then it would respond in slow text typing the answer, which is actually what I had secretly typed in. And so it was sort of a little trick that you could play on your friends.
I'm Batman. The first thing I built was my Batcave. After that, I built a suit and the Batmobile.
Super interesting question. I think the very first thing I quote-unquote built was a 6-foot by 4-foot maze. It took me like weeks, and I was probably like 8 or 9 years old. But then the next thing I really thought of was my first eBay account when I was probably 12 or 13, whatever, however old I was when eBay first came out. And I was selling laptops at like 12 and like burned CDs and video games and stuff like that. So my first eBay account is kind of like my first real project. Cool Wave.
Hey, this is Luke with Cult of Startup.
The first thing I ever built was when I was in elementary school. I was way into being a skateboarder, so I drew up my own plans for a skate park in my backyard. I built a tabletop with 2 ramps and a grind rail. My first attempt only lasted about a month until it fell apart. My second attempt lasted a couple more months and then fell apart again. And then my final attempt, I had some assistance from my neighbor who was an engineer who helped me sort of redesign some pieces of it that I just couldn't have figured out as a 6th grader. And I used that as my skate park up until I was in about, I think, 10th grade. That's the first thing I built. It was great. And I still love skateboarding to this day.
Ingrid. One of the first things I ever built was a newspaper with a circulation that only extended to the surrounding neighborhood. And even as a little kid, I can remember being really stressed out about subscriptions, like when I was going to get the latest issue out to my grandparents. The publishing industry was brutal.
Nomad Wanderer. Hey, this is such an interesting question. Really made me think. I think the first thing I can recall I really built was an FM transmitter. It was for a science project. And what I vividly recall is I went to an electronics shop and I borrowed the soldering machine and I learned how to solder. And you could set the frequency on a radio in one corner of the room and you could speak on the FM transmitter and you could set up your own radio station. It was a thrilling thing to do for an 11 years old, but it was brilliant. I didn't get the award for the science project because nobody could understand the utility of that, but it was pretty cool to build that.
Tracy Durant.
Hello, Product Hunt. My name's Tracy Durant and I'm based in London, England. The first thing that I've ever built that I can remember was a guitar. And this was probably in nursery when we had to bring in like cereal boxes, cut a hole through the middle, stick like elastic bands across the front and make music from that. So yeah, thank you. It's a very good question. Very interesting.
Sergio. When I was about 9 or 10, I had constructs, which are like Legos, but much bigger. And one of the first things I built was a robot that could shake your hand. Now, granted, this handshake happened at about the speed of sloth. And if you're not sure what that looks like, go check out the hilarious trailer for Zootopia. And you'll see a scene in there that will be reminiscent of the kind of handshake this robot could pull off. But at the time, I was pretty proud of it, and it was the first of many to come.
Hello, my name's Joseph Pila.
Hey, Product Hunt. I just found you guys last week through the bends of curves of the interwebs. But the first thing I made was probably a Cub Scout Derby car or whatever you call them. I learned how to cut wood when I was a very young lad or kid or whatever you are and wherever you're from. But yeah, now I just make stuff every single day. I make something new because I'm an artist, quote unquote, or a maker. I don't know. What do you call that anymore? I just make stuff. So, hey, it's been fun listening to everybody's waves about what they've made too.
Hello, it's Ron Bronson. When you say first thing, it really depends on what you mean by that, because if it's Product Hunt, you probably mean when did you build your first app or something like that, right? Like some cool app that you can sell to all your friends about spamming apps. But the reality of building things is, you know, we started building stuff when we were really young, you know, like the city built in the backyard of my best friend's house. We built together, mostly him, with dirt roads and sticks, and this whole neighborhood we built. It's covered by the newspaper. Or, you know, some of the things I built online in the 90s on social networks, you know, like AOL and things like that, that were a lot, it was harder and easier all at once to bring people into. And some of the more modern things I built, like sports leagues or, you know, actual sports or some other things. So when you say, what did you build? It really depends on what you mean by that.
Well, hello there. I'm Q the Brand.
Hey guys, I love the question. My name is Q, and I am Q the Chef, also the creator of Q the Brand and Q Approved, all .coms. And after I became a chef, the first thing I ever built was my food blog, which then turned me into a restaurant and food product critic, or food and beverage product critic. And that spiraled into what is now my full service marketing company. So if it wasn't for that food blog, I'd probably still be working at the hospital as a nutritionist. So thanks for the question.
Joy, and I don't want to pronounce my last name.
The very first thing I built was a jack-in-the-box toy that I built myself when I was 4. And I built a spring because I didn't even have the spring. So I built it with 2 circles, with thick paper.
Elijah for ideahunt.io.
I think the first thing I ever built was an airplane, actually, constructed out of chairs and some other things for wings. And then I'd have my parents and siblings sit in the chairs and we would fly away. And I also remember writing a little booklet called Starflash, and it was a science fiction story that I would write with my own personal handwriting and then transcribe and sell to friends and neighbors. But my first piece of software was when I was 9, and I was creating a game called The Green Blob. I never completed that game, but later on when I was about 11, I created a game on the Commodore 128 that was called Battle for Power. It was a strategic game.
Tom Wallin. Hey, Product Hunt. It's good to see you guys on Anchor. I wanted to share the first project that I've been proud of, that I've created as a designer. It was in 2008. I was in school at the time. It was for a typography class. And we received a bunch of predefined content from our teacher, and we had to make it look good. I opted for this kind of zigzag layout pattern. The leading was perfect. The tracking was perfect. The paper texture background that I had chosen for the piece was just right. The typeface was Myriad. And I finished it after many, many hours, many weeks working on it late into the night. And I had this profound feeling of what it felt like to make something amazing. And I was super proud of it. I look at it now, and it actually kind of looks like shit. So cheers to getting better as time passes.
Hey, everyone. It's Ryan again. So hopefully you enjoyed those answers. Again, this is a little bit of an experiment, and we may do it in the future. So Download Anchor. You can find it on Product Hunt, of course, or you can go to anchor.fm. And big shout out to Michael, who helped set this up for us. We'll be doing more of these, and if you have any questions or thoughts on the topic that we should cover next, shoot us a note. We're on Twitter. You know the handle.